DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan on hand, and we have Memorial Day done and over, which means school's going to be out for everybody else shortly, which means even more traffic on the roads.
That's correct. I visited with dispatch today because I didn't get many phone calls, and best I can tell, as far as district-wide, we did not work any fatalities over the Memorial Day weekend, so that's a good sign here. You're right, school's letting out. College is already out this last week for high school. People are planning vacations. Highways getting more congested as we speak with the people moving here and coming to Texas to work. All I do is encourage people to look, before you take that trip, you know, make yourself a plan how you want to get there and allow you enough time to get that vehicle checked out. En route, if you have a flat tire or something, get all the way off the roadway. A lot of the pedestrian fatalities that we have in Texas are automobile related, when people are out on the side of the road and people are going over and striking these people while they're attending to things that's going on with the car.
Same thing with work zones.
Right. And a lot of times I hear people talk about this, you know, around town, I don't wear a seatbelt, this, and that. Just to reminder, one of the stats I've got over the past few months, it looks like 69% of most crashes that people have within 10 miles of their residence. So when you are taking short trips to either go shopping or whatever it may be, remind everybody to buckle up. It is clicker ticket campaign. That's going on through June 1st. So law enforcement as a whole will be out looking for these types of violations.
And I always like to bring up, it is a primary offense. You can be pulled over for just that reason alone.
That's correct. And it's also the number one thing you can do to save your life or serious bodily injury in a crash. Speaking of fatalities and crashes, there's a lot of construction going on across the state. You can go to Texas Driver, TxDOT's website, and check some of them conditions out before you take off on your vacation. It may save you some headaches down the road. We lost 115 fatalities last year in these construction zones, so we encourage people to pay attention to the signs. There's typically a flagman and a vehicle that's taking you through that construction zone. So there will be stop-and-go traffic. That's when a lot of these accidents occur, when somebody's looking off distracted or whatever it may be, and they look up, the traffic's going to stop, and they're rearing somebody. So we encourage everybody to really pay close attention while they're in construction zones this year.
Also, you can find out online. We've had our several rounds of rain, and more is in the forecast, but those websites will also show you where there's flooding, where roads are closed.
Yes, that's correct. Speaking of water and barricades and construction, all that, you would hardly think about a month ago we weren't even talking about rain, but here recently we have had some good rains. And as the depending how things progress, remind yourself that if the TxDOT or anybody else erects any kind of barricade with water and thing, flooding and all that, do not go around these barricades. That is a Class B misdemeanor, which is up to a $2,000 fine or 180 days in jail. They've gotten pretty serious over the years about going around these water barricades. So just to remind people not to go around them. And while you're in these construction zones, while we're talking about it, there is some confusion about speed limits and different signage and stuff that you'll see in a construction zone. Remind yourself that you used to say back in the day, observe all warning signs. That word is obey now. So if you go to the transportation code, 472.022, when it talks about the language, you're required to go obey all signs, and that, even if it's a speed sign of orange, because the actual violation would not be speeding over limit. It would be disregard warning sign and construction zone, and then in parentheses it would be the speed. So it's the way you would list that arrest title on that offense.
Also, since you're bringing up a fine point, I'd also like to have you address, I go home often very late at night, and for instance, we have the freeway work zones now here in Bryan College Station. Work zone means work zone as opposed to work zone when workers are present.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct?
That's correct. Now, the only thing that changes is that when workers are present in these work zones, then double the fine. And that's anywhere in that work zone, even though they might be not in the area that you're actually at. But if they're anywhere in that work zone, fines are doubled if you get violating the traffic laws in that construction zone.
let's just I just want to clarify that when it says work zone, there may not be anybody anywhere around, but it's still a work zone.
That's correct. You still have to obey all the warning signs.
Go ahead.
Okay. Another thing, as we've talked about in the past, you know, distracted driving is probably is a climbing contributing factor of all our accidents on the highway. We've lost 459 people last year on our Texas roadways. So again, if you're going to use these phones and stuff, there's times and places to use them. If you're going to use your GPS system on your car or whatever, program all that before you get on the road and leave that phone down, put both hands on the wheel and leave it alone. Because it is a growing major factor of a lot of our fatality accidents across the state.
Something else, Al, I was back to the weather for just a moment. We really haven't had really sustained heat yet, but the stories are starting to come out already about people leaving children inside of vehicles that are locked, not running, and they're still in their car seats or whatever.
Yeah, last year we had a nationwide, we had an increase of what I call heat stroke related deaths with a lot of children that were left in vehicles. This younger children, 22% of 1 year or under 1 year. And people just temporarily want to run in and get something to come back. But by Texas law, if any child left more than 5 minutes younger than seven without a person in that vehicle, 14 years of age, that's a Class C misdemeanor. But your car can heat up 19 degrees within 10 minutes. So remind yourself when you do go shopping or just go up the road, take the kids in with you just in case. There's always that special sale or somebody you'll meet that store that gets your attention, and that 10 minutes goes by pretty quick.
I don't know if there's a state law regarding animals or not, but it's just good sense to do the same when you have a pet in the car.
That's correct. Pets are just important to people. Again, that they get hot easy just like we do, so it's always a good thing. Most time leave the pets at home.
Anything else? We got another minute or so.
Well, it's Motorcycle Awareness Month. Obviously, as you know now, we've had a couple of motorcycle incidents here across the district, one being a fatality. And just remind folks that this time of year, there's a lot of motorcycle activity on our highways. When at intersections, make sure before you're pulling out to check that intersection, double check, because you certainly don't want to pull out in front of a motorcycle that you don't see. Obviously, they don't have a lot of protection around them, so most injuries on these motorcycles tend to be severe.
And only as a personal favor to me, the signs aren't up on the freeway, but please get in the other lane for merging traffic on the freeway.
Safest lane you can be in is the outside lane.
Very good. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy Morgan, the Department of Public Safety, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.